All this was so odd that I was not surprised to notice that my host was wearing a top hat. But I certainly did think it a little queer when he took it off and poured two platefuls of soup out of it.
"Ah, and we want some cream," he added. "Come here, Phyllis."
At this, a small green cow, about the size of a rabbit, ran out of the hutch, jumped up on the table and stood in front of Mr. Leakey, who milked her into a silver cream jug, which Oliver, the octopus, had handed down for the very purpose. The cream was excellent, and I enjoyed the soup very much.
"What would you like next?" said Mr. Leakey.
I'll leave it to you," I answered.
"All right. We shall have grilled turbot and turkey to follow. Catch us a turbot, please, Oliver. And get ready to grill it, Pompey."
At this, Oliver, the octopus, picked up a fishhook with the end of one of his long suckered arms and began making casts in the air like a fly fisher. Meanwhile, I heard a noise in the fireplace and Pompey came out. He was a small dragon, about 2 foot long, not counting his tail. He'd been lying on the burning coals and was red hot. So I was very glad to see that as soon as he got out of the fire, he put on a pair of asbestos boots. I was so busy watching Pompey that I never saw how Oliver caught the turbot, but by the time I looked up, he had just finished cleaning it and threw it down to Pompey. Pompey caught it and grilled it right there in his red-hot claws. It was delicious. As you may have guessed, my host was a magician.